ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट नंबर 8।
देवक्या जठरे गर्भम शेषाख्यम धाम मामकम तत्सन्निकृष्य रोहिण्या उदरे सन्निवेशया। देवक्या जठरे गर्भम शेषाख्यम धाम मामकम तत्सन्निकृष्य रोहिण्या उदरे सन्निवेशया। देवक्या जठरे गर्भम शेषाख्यम धाम मामकम तत्सन्निकृष्य रोहिण्या उदरे सन्निवेशया।
लेडीज वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग देवक्यः ऑफ देवकी जठरे विद इन द वूम गर्भम द एम्ब्रियो शेषाख्यम नोन एज शेष द प्लेनरी एक्सपांशन ऑफ कृष्णा धाम द प्लेनरी एक्सपांशन मामकम ऑफ मी तात तत हिम सन्निकृष्य अट्रैक्टिंग रोहिण्या ऑफ रोहिणी ఉదరే విదిన్ ద వూమ్ సన్నికృష్య సన్నివేశ ట్రాన్స్ఫర్ విదౌట్ డిఫికల్టీ. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki translation. Within the womb of Devaki is my partial plenary expansion known as Sankarshana or Shesha. Without difficulty, transfer him into the womb of Rohini. Purport. The first plenary expansion of Krishna is Baladeva, also known as Shesha. The Shesha incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead supports the entire universe, and the eternal mother of this incarnation is Mother Rohini. Because I am going into the womb of Devaki, the Lord told Yogamaya, the Shesha incarnation has already gone there and made suitable arrangements so that I may live there. Now, he should enter the womb of Rohini, his eternal mother. In this connection, one may ask how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always situated transcendentally, could enter the womb of Devaki, which had previously been entered by the six asuras, the Shadgarbha asuras. Does this mean that the Shadgarbhasuras were equal to the transcendental body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? The following answer is given by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. The entire creation as well as its individual parts is an expansion of the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, even though the Lord enters the material world, he does not do so. This is explained by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita. Maya tatam vidam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina matsthani sarva bhutani nachaham teshvavasthitah nachamasthani bhutani pashyame yogam aishwaryam bhutabhrunnach bhutlokstho Mamatma Bhuta Bhavanaha. By me, in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. And yet everything that is created does not rest in me. Behold my mystic opulence. Although I am the maintainer of all living entities, and although I am everywhere, myself is the very source of creation. Sarvam khalvam idam brahma. Everything is an expansion of Brahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet, everything is not the Supreme Godhead, and He is not everywhere. Everything rests upon Him, and yet does not rest upon Him. This can be explained only through the Achintya Bhedabhed philosophy. Such truths cannot be understood, however, unless one is a pure devotee For the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavanaschasmi tattvataha. One can understand the Supreme Personality as He is only by devotional service. Even though the Lord cannot be understood by ordinary persons, this principle should be understood from the statement of the Shastras. A pure devotee is always transcendentally situated because of executing 9 different processes of Bhakti Yoga. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnoho Smaranam Pada Sevanam Arichanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atma Nivedanam. Thus, situated in devotional service, a devotee, although in the material world, is not in the material world, yet a devotee always fears, because I am associated with the material world, so many contaminations affect me. Therefore, he is always alert in fear, which gradually diminishes his material association. Symbolically, Mother Devaki's constant fear of Kamsa was purifying her. A pure devotee should always fear material association. And in this way, all the asuras of material association will be killed. As the Shadagarbhasuras were killed by Krishkamsa, it is said that from the mind, Marichi appears. In other words, Marichi is an incarnation of the mind. Marichi has six sons: Kama, Krodh, Lobh, Moha, Mad, and Matsarya. Lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and envy. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in pure devotional service. This is confirmed in the Vedas. Bhaktir evainam darshayati. Only bhakti can bring one in contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared from the womb of Devaki, and therefore Devaki symbolically represents bhakti, and Kamsa symbolically represents material fear. When a pure devotee always fears material association, his real position of bhakti is manifested, and he naturally becomes uninterested in material enjoyment. When the six sons of Marichi are killed by such fear, and one is freed from material contamination within the womb of bhakti, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears. Thus, the seventh pregnancy of Devaki signifies the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After the six sons of Kamsa, six sons, Kama, Krodh, Lobh, Moha, Mad, and Matsarya are killed, the Shesh incarnation creates a suitable situation for the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, when one awakens his natural Krishna consciousness, Lord Krishna appears. This is the explanation given by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Srila Prabhupada ki Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Namom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Niti Namine Sri Varshabhanavi Devi Daitaya Kripabhaye Krishna Sambandha Vidnana Daine Prabhave Namaha Madhuryo Jala Premadhya Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudha Apasiddhanta Dvantaharine Namo Gaur Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambodhe Padambujayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namine Gaur Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varajate Gauravir Bhava Bhumestvam Nirdishtha Sajjana Priya Vaishnavasarva Bhuma Shri Jagannathayate Namaha Vancha Kalpa Tarubhasya Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam
हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
Hare Krishna. So before we commence our today's discussion, I seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas so that I can repeat the words of Srila Prabhupada. In this context, Lord Krishna is ordering Yogamaya to transfer Sankarshan Shesh Balaramji into the womb of Rohini. So whatever stipulated time we have received, we'll try to discuss about the glories of Lord Ananta, Shesha, Sankarshan, Balaram, Nityananda. We have to discuss about Lord Ananta in a stipulated time, in a limited time. So may He grant His mercy upon us so that we can cover as much as possible. It's very difficult, but certain aspects which we generally never discuss or never cover, we'll discuss that aspect. Lord Krishna is the primeval Lord, Ishwaraha Paramaha Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Krishna's original name is Govinda. If you go and see his LC, living certificate of the school, it's written Govinda. He gives pleasure to cows and senses. And because Govinda is all attractive, he is also called as Krishna. His first expansion is Lord Balaram. And who is that Balaram? Has been explained by Swarup Damodar Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrut. Can you open? Adi Lila, chapter 1, text number 7. Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami has composed several shlokas describing Nityananda Prabhu. संकर्षण कारण तोयशायी गर्भोदशायी चपयोदशायी शेषश्च यस्यास्म कलास्म नित्या नंदाख्य रामं शरणं ममास्तु। मे श्री नित्यानंद राम बी द ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ माय कांस्टेंट रिमेम्बरेंस संकर्षण शेषनाग एंड द विष्णु हु लाय ऑन द कारण ओशन गर्भ ओशन एंड ओशन ऑफ मिल्क are his plenary portions and the portions of his plenary portions. That is Sankarshan, that is Balaram. He is the original of everything. He is the origin of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Kshurodakshaya Vishnu and Karanadakshaya Vishnu as well. Mayatite vyapi vaikuntha loke. Next. मायातिते व्यापि वैकुंठ लोके पूर्ण ईश्वरे श्री चतुर्व्यूह मध्ये रूपं यस्योपदाति संकर्षणाख्यं तं श्री नित्यानंद रामं प्रपदे। I surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, who is known as Sankarshan in the midst of the Chaturvyuh, consisting of Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. He possesses full appearances and resides in Vaikuntha Loka, far beyond the material creation. So he is the origin of Chaturvyuha Vyaspa, Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. So there are double, two VSPs, Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. So first is Krishna, then Balaram. From this Balaram, from this Nityananda comes Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. And from this second Sankarsana comes again Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. And that second Sankarsana is the origin of Karnadaksha Vishnu. So that is Nityananda Prabhu, the origin of everything. That is Balaram. Maya Bharata Janda Sankar Sangharshayangha Shete Sakshat Karanam Bodhi Madhe Yase Kaushe Shri Pumanadi Devastam Shri Nityananda Ramam Prapade. I offer my full obeisances under the feet of Shri Nityananda Ram, whose partial representation called Karanadakshaya Vishnu, lying on the Karna ocean, is the original Purusha, the master of the illusory energy and the shelter of all the universes. So he is the shelter of every universe and he is the origin of Karanadakshaya Vishnu as well. Yasyam shamsha shri lagar bodhashayi yanna bhiabjam loka sanghat nalam loka shratustutika dham dhastos tam shri nityananda ramam prapade. I offer my full obeisances unto the feet of Shri Nityananda Ram, a partial part of whom is Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. From the navel of Garbhodakshaya is Vishnu, sprouts the lotus. That is the birthplace of Brahma, the engineer of the universe. The stem of that lotus is the resting place of the multitude of planets. All the 14 planetary system is within the stem of that lotus. Just imagine where we are. And Lord Nityananda is the origin of that Garbhodakshaya Vishnu also, Lord Balaram. Yasyam shamsha paratma khilanam poshta vishnur bhati dudhab dishayi kshauni bharata yat kalasmanantas tam shri nityananda ramam prapadde. Consecutively, Sarup Damodar Goswami is explaining how Nityananda Prabhu is origin of Karanadakshaya Vishnu, then Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and now he is explaining about Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the feet of Shri Nityananda Ram, whose secondary part is the Vishnu lying in the ocean of milk. That Kshirodakshaya Vishnu is the super soul of all living entities and the maintainer of the universes. Sheshnak is his further subpart. So in this today's verse, Lord Krishna is telling to Yogamaya, that Sheshnag, please transfer him from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. Rohini is eternal mother of Sankarsan Balaramji. So the concept of surrogate mother that goes on in the material world is prevalent since time immemorial. It began with Lord Balaram. First, the womb was borrowed by Devaki, and then the embryo was transferred to Rohini. Janmadi asyataha. Krishna is the origin of everything. Even the concept of surrogate mother, which is argumentally, which is in arguments nowadays. This Balaram, the first expansion of Krishna, he appears in various pastimes to assist the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Lord Ramachandra appeared, he came as his younger brother. His name was Lakshmana. So there have been innumerable stories about Lakshmana, Balaram and Nityananda. I will try to summarize as much as we can. It was not ordained for Lakshmana to go into exile. Only Lord Ramachandra was supposed to go. But he is so attached to the Lord that he cannot remain away from him. So he didn't ask the permission of Lord Ramachandra, neither he asked to Dasharatha. Okay, you are going, I am coming. So he came. And he didn't sleep for 14 years. You know the benediction to kill Meghnad Indrajit only a person who did not sleep for 14 years, he could kill Indrajit. So Lakshmana did not sleep for 14 years. He was serving Mother Sita and Ramachandra. He was so faithful that he never saw towards Mother Sita. Never saw. When Lord Ramachandra and Lakshmana were searching Sita and they were in Kishkindha Kshetra, Sugriva showed some ornaments which fell down from the sky when Ravana was carrying Sita Devi. She had thrown. And those ornaments were collected by Sugriva and he kept securely. When Ramachandra came, Sugriva showed them to Ramachandra and Lakshmana. Lord Ramachandra asks, Lakshmana, can you recognize? Is it really belonging to Sita Devi? Then Lakshmana says, Naham janami keyuri, naham janami kankane, nupuram eva janami, nityam padabhivandana. I do not know her bangles, I do not know her earrings, I never saw them. Just imagine. I never saw them. I can only recognize these Nupur anklets, ankle bells. Why I can identify them? Because every day I used to meditate on those ankle bells in the attitude of service. That was a surrender. Furthermore, before meeting with Sugriva, there is an interesting insight. When Ram and Lakshman come to meet Sugriva, that time Sugriva gave asana to sit Ramachandra and he started discussing. And as we know, there was a fight between Sugriva and Vali. You know Vali? He is also called as Bali. He had the benediction. Whoever comes in front of him, his half energy was transferred to Bali. So that's why nobody could defeat him. Even Ravana was unable to defeat Bali. So in that fight, Sugriva was seeking help from Lord Ramachandra. Lord Ramachandra tells him, you go and fight, I'll help you. He goes and starts the fight. As we know, who wins? He was almost about to die. Then he runs away. And he comes in the camp of Lord Ramachandra and he says, Pehle bolne ka na? Why did not you tell me earlier only? You're not going to help me, huh? This is not good. This is deceitful behavior. You should have told me earlier only. I was about to die. Why did you do so? Lord Ramachandra gave him the reason. Oh, you both of you brothers look alike only. You are like Juduva only. Twins. I could not differentiate between who is Sugriva and who is Vali. So this time, Lakshmana garlanded him. And there was a difference and Lord Ramachandra could kill Vali from behind. Many people give many reasons and they accuse Lord Ramachandra. Why did he kill from the behind? Hidingly. The reason is that Brahma had given benediction to Vali that anybody who comes in front of you, his half energy will be given to you. So Lord Ramachandra wanted to keep intact promise of Brahmaji, not to break that promise with the benediction. So that's why he kept himself hidingly. Satyam vidhatum nijabritya basitam. Just to protect the word of his devotee Brahma, Lord Ramachandra was ready to spoil his popularity or to defame himself. Till now also people blaspheme Ramachandra that why did he kill from the hiding place. So that was the reason. And Acharyas give further reason. Why did Lord Ramachandra, he did not recognize Sugriva. Although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can easily recognize. Acharyas explain, First time when Ram Lakshman met with Sugriva, that time Sugriva respected only Ramachandra, gave asan to him, and he sat with Ramachandra. And Lakshmana, he did not offer any respect, any asan. He did not pay attention to Lakshmana. Ramachandra was very angry with this behavior, and he wanted to punish. That's why Ramachandra did not give justice to Sugriva in the initial fight with Vali. He made it so fine that he gets beaten up very nicely. So thereafter, when Lakshmana offered him garland and forgave him, then only Sugriva won. So unless we get mercy of Balramji Lakshmana, it's not possible to win our false ego. False ego is personified by Lord Shiva, and Shiva is a devotee of Lord Sankarsana. There are so many stories like this. There was a demon Balavala. In Krishna Lila we find them. His father's name was Ilavala. This is Vala family. Ilavala is found in Bhagavatam, and somewhere 8th, 9th canto, somewhere 7th canto also he is there in the company of Hiranyakashipu and Kalanemi. So Ilavala's son was Balavala, and this Balavala, at one point of time, he was in the Vanara Sena assisting Lord Ramachandra, rescuing Mother Sita. His friend was Mahinda. He was also a very powerful monkey. Mahinda and Balavala, they were assisting Lord Ramachandra against Ravana. The problem was that Mahinda did not have a favorable devotional attitude for Lord Lakshmana. He respected only Ramachandra. And he started committing offenses towards Lakshmana. And Balavala started associating with him. Even Dvivid was in that. Dvivid gorilla that we find in Krishna Lila. So they started discussing about the negative points of Lakshmana. And that's how they turned into demon. And Lord Balaram in the next incarnation had to come down, come and liberate these demons. We have to note the point. Although at one point of time they were in the association of devotees on the side of Lord Ramachandra, they are on the side of Dharma, but because of bad association, discussing about the negativities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees, turned them into demon. Otherwise they were very nice people. Dvivida was friend of Mahinda. So that's why we should be very careful about discussing about negativities of other devotees. Even if it is true. Even if it is true. Otherwise, we might be chanting 16 rounds. One acharya says, we might be chanting 192 rounds and rendering service 24 hours. But if we take pleasure in discussing about the negative points of other devotees, we are sure to become demon at one point of time. We are a demon, only time will reveal. Then in the next incarnation, he comes as Balaram, original. Vahasi vapushi visase vashanam vas jaladabham halahati bhiti milita yamunabham keshavadhrita haladhara rupa jay jagadisha hare. So he comes as Balaram. And during the Kurukshetra war, or before that, he goes on pilgrim, visiting various tirthas and holy places. He comes to Naimisharanya. There he meets with the sages of Naimisharanya. Who was speaking there? Rom Harshan Sut. Sut was his title. Last name, Rom Harshan. Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto says, Suta Goswami says, Itihasa Puranam cha Pitame Rom Harshana. Vyasadeva had given him full authority of Itihasas and Puranams. He had mugged up and memorized so many things from the history. So much of memory. We don't know how many gigabytes, but so much of memory he had collected. He had Brahmana mother and Kshatriya father. It was Pratilom Vivaha that they had. Still, Jai Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Bhagavan ki, Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Jai Gaurnitai Bhagavan ki, Jai. Still, Vyasadeva had accepted him as his disciple and elevated him on the position of a Brahmana and a sage. When Lord Balaram came, that time, all the sages and Rishimunis, they stood up to show respect to Lord Balaram. But Rom Harshan did not show any gesture of respect towards the Lord. Lord Balaram was very furious and he says, this is not a befitting behavior. And he took a straw and he just touched on the spot. Probably this was the fastest death in the history, you know, just by the straw. Immediately died on the spot. So the sages started saying that we just now blessed him to live a long life so that he could speak on the Puranas because he is the authority. And now you have overturned our blessings. Okay, I'll wake him up. No problem. No. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We don't want to revert your words also, your action also. Whatever you do is perfect. So that time, okay, what should I do? Then they said that there is one demon we kill. I think that was Balavala. I'm not sure, but there was some demon. And Lord Balaram killed that demon. That time Lord Balaram gave benediction to his son, Ugrashrava, who is the famous speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam, Suta Goswami as we say. And he lived a long life. That same Balaram, when, as we know the image of Lakshmana from the TV serials, very angry, you know, always having big eyes and angry, that has been depicted. Or Balaram also, sometimes he is very angry, like Rom Harshan Sut, Sakarodh. But when that Balaram, that Lakshmana comes as Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he is called as Akarodha Paramananda Nityananda Rai. Abhiman Shunya Nitai Nagare Bedaya. So that Balaram, who is always sometimes angry and sometimes Lakshmana is considered as angry, that same personality of Godhead who comes as Nityananda Prabhu, he takes the same straw, that same straw in his teeth, which he used to cut the head of Rom Harshana, that same straw he is keeping in his mouth and is begging. In the words of Lochandas Thakur, it's very beautiful, he has narrated. He is begging to all sinful people of Kali Yuga, please chant the holy name of Gaura Hari. Akarodha Paramananda Nityananda Raya. Abhimana Shunya Nitai Nagare Bedaya. Avgarodha Paramananda Nityananda Raya. Abhiman Shunya Nitai Nagare Bedaya. Adam Patita Jive Dware Dware Giya. Hari Nama Maha Mantra Dichena Bilaya. Jare dekho tare kohe dante trunadhari. Amare kini alah bolo gaurahari. Jare dekho tare kohe dante trunadhari. Amare kini alah bolo gaurahari.
बोलो गौर हारी, बोलो गौर हारी, अमर किनी आला, बोलो गौर हारी, एता बोली नित्यानंद भूमि गाड़ी जाए, एता बोली नित्यानंद भूमि गाड़ी जाए, सोनार पर्वत ये न धूलाते लोटाए, सोनार पर्वत ये न धूलाते लोटाए, हेलो अवतार गार रति न जन्मेलो, हेलो अवतार गार रति न जन्मेलो, लोचन बोले से ही पापी लो आर गेलो, लोचन बोले से ही पापी लो आर गेलो, आकरोध परमानंद नित्यानंद राय, अभिमान शून्य निताय नगर बेड़ाए, जय नित्यानंद राम, जय नित्यानंद राम, नित्यानंद राम, जय नित्यानंद राम, जय कृष्ण बलराम, कृष्ण बलराम, कृष्ण बलराम, जय कृष्ण बलराम,
जय श्री नित्यानंद राम की जय। सो द प्रिंसिपल ऑफ लॉर्ड नित्यानंद इज गुरु तत्व, ही इज द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड इन सर्विटरशिप, he is the first servant of the supreme personality of godhead, and the guru tattva, he is the original guru tattva. Every guru is representative of lord balaram. Unless we take shelter of balaram ji and his representatives, it is impossible to achieve the mercy of shri shri radharaj bihari. That's why today's purport is so wonderful. On this purport itself we can speak about whole week. Entire saptah can be made on this single purport. It's very extensive and meaningful, worthwhile to discuss about long, long hours. So, Marichi is representing our mind. Devaki is a devotee. Fear for material association, bad association, is Kamsa. And if we have that fear of material association of bad people, that can kill the sons, this Marichi, Shadgarbhasuras. Mame Vamsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Manashashtani Indriyani Prakriti Sthani Karshati. These six sons are of the mind: Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Mad, Moha, and Matsarya. And if we have healthy fear of material association, then these anarthas can be killed. Then only Lord Balaram will appear in our heart. Then only Guru's mercy will sink within our heart. Then Krishna can come and reside within it. Otherwise, it is very difficult. Otherwise, it is very difficult. And this material association need not be outside. As a practicing devotee, we may not associate with karmi people directly, many of us. But this material association is also possible in the guise of devotees, in the disguise, in the dresses of devotees. Anything which discusses apart from the seva of Radharas Bihari, anything which is discussed apart from this seva of the lordships, that is material association. Anything which takes away from Radha Ras Bihari, that is material association, irrespective of dress code. Irrespective if one has long shikha or a beard or whatever it is. Anything which discusses about the gossip, as Shruta Kirti Prabhu was telling in Vrindavan Dham on Prabhupada disappearance day, Prabhupada never liked this gossip. And when he came here last time, I had a little further discussion with him. Yes, gossip means discussing about the pitfalls of other devotees. That's what Prabhupada meant, he was telling me. So that is material association which we should fear about. And that can take us away from Radha Ras Bihari. So if we are careful, as Srila Prabhupada is guiding in this purport about this association, we can easily achieve the mercy of Balaramji Sankarshan, and thus we can achieve the mercy of Radha Ras Bihari. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Time is up, I think. Any comments? Questions? Okay. Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Balaram Ji Dada ki, Shri Nityananda Ram ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanande.